Seemed like a year ago.
Huh?
Seemed like a year ago you were sitting around wondering.
Oh, wondering when we picked up at? Yeah, it's a hard time. Always wondering, just waiting and waiting for your dream to come true. So yeah, definitely was like a year ago.
Does it feel a lot longer?
Yeah, the offseason made it feel much, much longer because when you're in college, you're thinking about going into spring. Now it's not. You're kind of just sitting off and you're just kind of trying to keep in the motion and stay training and stay in the mindset that I have to go back and put back in the same effort I put in the year before.
What was your focus in the offseason?
My focus was maintaining trying to lessen my weight, and then after that, just key in concepts. I worked with Ryan Clark from the Pittsburgh Steelers, so definitely working with a great that helped me just learn the game even more.
You said you wanted to drop some weight. What was your thinking behind that?
Just playing at a lower weight. That's about it. So that's what I was. That was my biggest goal.
What does it do for you? What do you think it's going to do for you?
It's just healthier. You last longer. It's healthier and it's better movement for my body and get more air when you're out there.
What are you at?
Like 217. Try to drop a little bit more, but 217 right now. 220.
When you see their free agency moves, you sit there and go, this is good for me?
Say that again?
When you see what the team did in free agency, you sit there and say, that's good for me, good for the defense?
I say it's good for the defense, not just good for me, it's good for the defense because, we work as a whole. And with those type of moves, it brings our defense to be stronger and compete more against other teams.
You sit there and say, if we get this pass rush, it's going to create more turnovers, or do you have to adjust your game thinking you're going to get a bigger pass rush?
I don't know. You got to take one step at a time. We got some good pass rushes now, and from last year we had some too. So just see how it goes when the season starts and see how we adjust from it.
How much more comfortable you feel out there after year two in the system?
Oh man, so much more comfortable. Than having the same defensive scheme and just a little simple changes, but definitely more comfortable because just knowing what I'm going into and knowing the same defenses and the same calls that I have, and just knowing the route concepts and picking up on the guys I play with, it's very, very comfortable for myself.
What was that? Now that you've done it for the guys that are going to get drafted this weekend, how difficult was your first year just getting everything up to speed and absorbing it?
I wouldn't say it was difficult. It was just you got to get in the mindset. You made it, and that because you look at these guys that you played against, and you played against a lot of greats, and you grew up playing against these people. Grew up watching these people, and you just got to get to your mindset. Yeah, I'm great too, and I made it this far. So once you get that to your mindset, you'll be able to take control and be saying that I could play just amongst them, and I could be just as bad as them.
After your experience last year, will you watch the broadcast tomorrow? Do you think back to what you had to go through that first night?
Definitely. I feel for myself, it was tough rodeo for myself because, you always have high expectations for yourself. And for the guys that's gone through the draft now, take it a stride and just be lucky that you got the chance to get into this profession.
That Friday, the second day, when did you find out that the Giants were were trading up for you and you were going to be their pick?
I didn't know until they called me and told me they traded up. I was actually in the car.
Called you on the phone or called you on the draft?
Called me on the phone.
Was it right before the pick?
It was
significantly before.
It was about 3 minutes before the draft even started, and I could hear in the background that the Giants had traded up and stuff like that. And when they called, I was just excited because I wasn't expecting that.
What does that mean to you when they give up a pick to move up because they believe that much in you? Does that add more extra motivation to you?
That adds some motivation. That adds more of a target on my back and more of a go get it out in my system because it's just like they have to. They expect so much. They expect so much out of me. So I have to give them even more.
Liam, you guys have a very young safety room right now.
Mm-hmm.
How is that dynamic working out? You don't have the Craig or Brandon or anybody who was here last year. How is
How is that working out for all of you?
It's working out well because all of us was here last year, just a lot of us was hurt. But we all know the defense, so just the fact that we all get to work together again and pray to God that nobody get injured all the way throughout the season. So if we continue pushing that forward, I mean, we're going to have a great secondary.
If that group stays together, do you think you have enough there to get the job done?
Oh, yeah, we definitely have enough there to get the job done.
How do you view how you played overall when you went back and, you know, you looked at your rookie season as a whole? How do you sort of analyze yourself?
When I look back, I could just look at plays. I played timid, a little worried, second-guessing myself a lot, and just not myself, I felt as though. So coming into this, just coming to practice and playing against our ones, and I just felt so much faster, just knowing the schemes and knowing the details.
How much do you attribute to that, just being a rookie and trying to figure out what's going on and learning and knowing the defense?
I contribute all that to last year and to my coaches helping me out and figuring stuff out. So all that goes to them.
Is that the kind of thing where people can tell you not to do that, but it's something you just have to go through as a rookie? And, you know, they can tell you don't be this, don't be that, but you just kind of have to play your way through it.
Yeah, sometimes you got to just play your way through it. Sometimes you can be told. I mean, I was told a couple of times, and I kind of picked it up before they told me, or they told me before it happened to me. But some things you have to go through, and it just happens, and you learn from your mistakes.
When the list comes out of guys who are going to go attend the draft, you know, I thought of you and what you went through that first night. Mm-hmm. If you had to do it all over again, would you still go knowing what you had to deal with, or would you have just stayed home for the first night and the second night?
I still go because it's always my dream to go to the draft. Always my dream to experience all that, be almost a pick in the first round, and just as a dream come true to be accepted to go there. So, I mean, definitely I still go.
Because there's probably a chance that one of those guys, if not more, are going to be in the same shoes that you were in.
Correct.
Last year. I mean, any advice you'd have to those players?
Don't take it as nobody wants you. Just take it as a strive and take it as a motivation that whatever team that doesn't pick you up, then when you get to play against that team, you're going to show them what they missed out on.
Thank you.